Well, you know, every year at VBS, the songs remind me that the sign language sign for the Lord is an L from your shoulder to your hip. And every time I see it, it makes me think, like, with the Lord, like I'm putting on my seatbelt, that the Lord is who keeps me safe and protected. And so I remind you this week to be taking the Lord everywhere that you go, clicking him in just like your seatbelt. But with that, as we think about the protection of the Lord, we come to the time where we lift up our joys and concerns. And the first is the joy of the ministry of our church and exciting things this week. First of all, we have drive-in communion that happens today for the very first time. Drive-in, not drive-through, not like getting your fast food, but like going and watching an old-fashioned movie. So if you drive up to the church between 10:30 and 11, come by in front of the sanctuary, pick up your communion kit and bulletin, and then find a parking spot anywhere along the grass or the park or the side. Just please not right in front of the church on the church side so everyone else can come drive through to get their kits. And then if you call in on the Zoom number that was posted at the beginning of the service that is in the chat feature, and I believe that is going up on your screens again and will be up there after the service, just any cell phone from your car, call into that number. When it asks you for the code, put in the 911 code, and then you will be able to hear the service through your phone in your car to follow along with our traditional communion liturgy. We will be singing a couple of verses of How Great Thou Art and then taking communion together. And so join us for drive-in communion. If you can't make it in but you want to hear that communion liturgy, you from home are also welcome to call in that same number at 11 o'clock to be able to hear the liturgy from home. So that is at 10:30 to 11, and 11 o'clock starts the actual communion worship. And then today at 5 o'clock is our table service. And tonight we feature music from our very own Mason that we were excited to have back. And we actually have an original piece that he wrote that will be featured in this one, as well as a song by Antone and a musical piece from Megumi, who is one of our favorite El Camino students. And then sitting at the table with me will be Lauren Perez and Sue Scher that will be talking about their experience with marches and protests and standing up for what they believe in. You will be blessed by what is shared in the music and but what both these incredible women speak about. So that's 5 o'clock, Facebook and YouTube. This is not live, so you can go on any time to be able to watch this service. Finally, our book group is on Tuesday at 4 o'clock. If you've been reading along with Michelle Obama's Becoming, 4 o'clock, and if you look to the website or to your weekly email blast, you will be able to see the phone number to call in. That one is not Zoom, it's not on the computer, just a call in from any phone. And so for the ministry of our church and all the ways that God moves in and through it, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. In our worship today, we give thanks as we have two flower offerings this morning. The first is from the Figueroa family in honor of Ayesa's birthday that's on July 28th. And so happy birthday to Ayesa. We also have a bouquet from the Scara family in honor of Virginia's 92nd birthday that was on Friday the 17th. And so happy 92nd birthday, Virginia. And finally, our food basket this morning is from Esther and John Odquina for Stephanie's birthday on the 22nd. And so happy birthday to Stephanie, all the way back in Boston. Also, we have some other praises this morning. First of all, Miss Carol Muro would like to give a thanksgiving for all the prayers and calls and support from her church family, and a praise that she is all healed from her stroke, especially that all of her speech issues resolved. And so for Miss Carol Muro and the healing that she received from the Lord and the support she received from her church family, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Ray, Rachel, and Rayon Austria would like to lift a joy for Mama Esther's birthday that is tomorrow, and they thank God for the many blessings that he has given her and pray that he protects her always. And so happy birthday, Esther. I would also lift, it wasn't in the prayer request, but Lenora Pulley had her birthday yesterday, and that gives us three ladies in this church: Virginia, Lenora, and then on the third was Natalie McBee's birthday, and all three of them over 90 years old. And we give thanks for each of these incredible women and the lives that they have shared with us. And so happy birthday to all of them. I would like to lift up a personal one, as today is my parents' 51st anniversary, and so I know that they are on this worship with us, and so happy birthday, Mom and Dad. Love you, and thank you for the great witness of love that you have shown for these 51 years. And the anniversaries don't end there. Bill and Edith celebrated their anniversary on the 14th, and so Uncle Bill and Aunt Esther, Edith, happy anniversary to both of you, and thank you for showing the strength of your marriage as a witness to all of us as well. And finally, our last celebration is Liam Sinus turned 20 yesterday, July 18th. He cannot be 20 years old. Happy birthday, Liam, and best wishes on this new year of life. And so for all of our birthday and anniversary celebrations, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers and the wonderful praises. I had one that came in through our chat from Terry, a prayer for all COVID patients, especially those who have lost their lives to COVID-19. And I would like to add in a prayer of protection for all of our frontline workers that are treating all of our COVID patients, that the Lord keeps them strong and healthy. And so for all of those affected and impacted by COVID-19, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. And with that, I invite us to go to God in prayers this morning. In times of weakness and hour of need, yours is the strength by which we carry on, the shoulder we rest our head upon. When our load is heavy and too much to bear, yours are the arms stretched out to help us, the grace we depend on. In times of weakness and hour of need, your voice is heard, come, find rest. This is grace divine, the path we tread to wholeness, of body and spirit, the path that leads to you, for which we offer our offering of praise, as we share together our prayer of all disciples, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.